Hello and a very, very warm welcome to all of our listeners to this episode number 63. And this one will be, again, as you can hear, in English, and it will be one of those special episodes related to an event. And this one is one of the first episodes actually related to this specific event, which is still in the future. And in order to give you a bit of an idea what's coming up and what our role is and what the precise event is, we are here to give you a bit more information. And with me is Konrad.
Hello again.
And our guest, and you will know him from last year, one of the organizers of this specific event, Guido Scherb.
Yes, also hello from my side, from Kiel.
Cool. And you might probably already have an idea which kind of event we're talking about. Last year, we have been participating and we have been accompanying the Science2O Barcamp and the Science2O Conference in Cologne. And we did a couple of smaller episodes talking directly to people that held sessions on the Barcamp. And we did also an episode before the conference and after the conference together with Guido. And we are lucky enough that they asked us again to participate in this year's conference and Barcamp. And this year it will be even more on top of our original topic. This year it will be renamed to the Open Science Conference and to the Open Science Barcamp. And Guido will give us a bit of background why this name transition. So we will be participating in both of these events, the Barcamp and the conference. Both will take place in Berlin. And we're actually quite happy because last time it was a really nice mixture of people and it actually was really fun to participate in all the discussions and talk to these people and then have the small recorded episodes kind of accompanying the event.
It was a very productive time for us, right? Yeah, I mean, sure. we generated so many episodes and I think this was giving such a great overview about the topic itself. So this was really an awesome event, both of them, right? The Barcamp as well as the conference.
Yeah, absolutely. So Guido, you want to jump in and give us a bit of background information about these two events and the renaming and what happens during these events?
Yes, of course. So first of all, a short introduction. So I'm still working at ZEPIW. This is the Leibniz Information Center for Economics in Kiel. And there I'm coordinating this whole called Leibniz Research Alliance Science 2.0. And so as its name indicates, this research alliance addresses the research topic Science 2.0. And this research alliance, and especially also ZEPIW, are behind the organization of these two events. So yes, in the meantime, the conference takes place for the fourth time and the Barcamp for the third time. And so we have a lot of experience. And especially, as you said before, last year, it was very nice to have Open Science Radio on board and your produced podcast. So gained some additional audience for these events. And so in the last years, the first three conferences and the first two barcamps were called, or were under the topic Science 2.0. And in the meantime, we were faced with a very strong science policy movement, especially on the European level, towards open science. For example, if you scan the program of the Open Science Conference in 2015 or 2016, we already had a lot of open science topics. For example, 2 years ago, the results of the so-called public consultation on Science 2.0 were presented. Last year, we had a lot of talks about the European Open Science Cloud, and this is continued in 2017. And so started with with the renaming of science, so the European Union used the term Science 2.0 several years ago, and after this public consultation, they decided that the term open science fits better. And so the open science term is more known in the community, and our topics we address in our conferences is also very, very heavily based on open science. So we decided to consequently to rename it. And so, but still we see there is a difference between Science 2.0 and open science. So for us, Science 2.0 is about the use of so-called participative tools, for example social media or other online tools in your daily research and your publishing. And per default, Science 2.0 must not be open. For example, our example is you can write a publication collaboratively with Google Docs, and this document may be closed and is not publicly visible, and you can publish in a closed journal, so it's no open science in it. And on the other way, open science is, as you know, about transparency in research processes, to open up research processes and to make research output accessible. And in that case, for example, you can write a publication with Word, but you can publish it in an open access journal. So there's no Science 2.0. But we see there's a strong relation between both terms. So in our thinking, Science 2.0 can provide and frame, can provide an environment where open science can happen. And on the other way, open science has a very lot of relations to facilitate the core concept of Science 2.0, for example, participation, collaboration, and so. And so we see there's a big, strong correlation between Science 2.0 and open science, but we have to differentiate both terms, but because of the strong correlation and the recent developments in the European, especially in European level on science policy, in the science policy, we decided to rename it to Open Science Conference and Barcamp Open Science. But our research alliance will still keep the name Science 2.0.
I think it's a pretty clever move, because what you do besides opening up the topic is you push it from the domain of only being a research topic towards the more policy-oriented, the more community-oriented movement behind the open science concept. And I think this is probably a very good move in terms of broadening the audience for the conference and the Barcamp, at least from my perspective, I would guess so.
Yes, absolutely, and we can see that both the decision to be more towards open science and the decision to use Berlin as location already showed its impact. So for this year, so we have already a lot of registered participants in contrast to last year, and we are getting bigger and we are getting more international, and think that it's a good movement, and the open science step also helps in that context.
Yeah, especially the more international audience is really interesting, because there was during the last Barcamp, but also during the conference, and the last conference already was really international. But the Barcamp, you had a pretty good mixture of people coming from very different domains, like from research institutions, from universities, people only interested, like we are, like I am. And
I'm a scientist, yeah.
Yeah, right. And but not so many international people, which is of course clear, because they have to travel to Germany, and this is always that this might always be an obstacle. There were some international people there, but I think it's really good as soon as more people from international backgrounds come in, because there are in different areas of this world, the open science movement is in different stages and has different different problems to overcome. And these additional perspectives are really, really interesting to consider when talking about open science from our European perspective. I'm really looking forward to this event. Shall we talk a bit more closely about the Barcamp?
Yes, sure.
It will take place on the very first day of the event, which is the 20th March, right?
Yes, so it's on the we have 3 days in summary, and the Barcamp Open Science will take place on the first day. It's the 20th March. It's a Monday, and maybe one additional information about this year Barcamp and Confluence. So the major topic is still open science, but we have a specific focus on open educational resources. So in the context of how to teach open science, and this is both in Barcamp, addressed by the Barcamp, and also by the Open Science Conference. And okay, I think the concept of a Barcamp, it's in the meantime, it's well known. So it's a very open format. We provide the general basics, so room, food, and electricity, and wireless LAN. And the participants are responsible to fill up the program and to provide sessions. Also, everything is very interactive and very intensive. And so this year is the Barcamp Open Science is about open science, exchange of open science practices, so how to do open science in your daily routines, and with a specific some focus on the role of open educational resources in the context of open science. And this year it takes place in Berlin, and Wikimedia is also a partner of the research of the Leibniz Research Alliance Science 2.0. So this year the Barcamp is also in cooperation with Wikimedia, and also takes place in the Wikimedia building. And and one thing we learned from last year, or also from the year before, generally keynote talks are rather uncommon for Barcamps, but we started to have a very short, very short keynote talk. It was Christian Heise about his open PhD 2 years ago. Last year we had a very good talk by Felix Schönbrot about open science in the psychology domain. And so this year we have since last year we renamed this talk to so-called ignition talk. It was coined by Felix, and I think it's a very correct term to describe this short format. And this year we have Mandy Schiefner-Ross. She's from the Technical University in Kaiserslautern, and she will explain a bit more between open science and open educational resources. So she will report from her educational perspective. So what can we do, or how can we teach open science? And so I'm really happy that she is on board, and she will give us some ideas, some perspectives that we can maybe pick up in the later sessions.
Hmm. That also comes in handy because there is a research project within the Leibniz 2.0 Research Alliance that is specifically about open educational resources as a practice within open science, right? Yeah.
So it's not only a project, it's a complete group that formed as a group that formed within the Leaf Research Alliance, and they're running different activities and projects. And they will also be active in the context of the Barcamp, and also active in context of the Open Science Conference.
Maybe you should quickly explain the format. I mean, you already mentioned that it's rather interactive. Mm-hmm. It's basically for people who have not heard of the concept of the Barcamp. It's basically you will meet in the morning, And participants then can actually propose different topics they would like to talk about. And this will be then collected. And depending on the amount of people who would like to join a certain sessions, rooms are allocated. And this is basically really a good way of contributing and choosing stuff that you really want to discuss at some point. And then these sessions are happening, and afterwards people can talk about it. And usually there's a small wrap-up of these sessions. And this is, again, where we are where we will actually hop in. And we try to take the organizer of each session and report or have a small interview with them in which they can report what were the key findings or the key points in that session.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And also one important aspect of barcamps is that it's generally very good documented. So we are so-called pads, and also in the context of the barcamp, we have an pad in which we provide some basic, besides some basic information about the barcamp itself. It's also, we have also a so-called pad for session proposals, and this is meant to bring ideas of possible sessions before the barcamp itself. So we have these session proposals, and a lot of people already proposed some interesting topics. Among them, several projects that just want to present their project or their output and whatever, but also interesting. I scanned this pad before this talk here, and for example, one proposal is about opening up science and technology and education through hackerspaces. I think very interesting topic, or also and thing that best very good fits to our major focus of open education resources is a topic which is in the context of our here colleague Lambert Heller. It's about open research MOOCs. So, and the other topics sounds very promising, that this year we have again, like last year, we have a good mixture of different topics and in the sessions, and the session proposals that already in this pad are very promising.
Mm-hmm. Looks very interesting in detail. And we can link it in the show notes here, that whoever is interested in participating here already by proposing sessions can add proposals into it. Very nice.
Right. Maybe you can add some more formal information on how to register, if there's still space available to register.
Okay, so all information around the barcamps is available on the webpage with the domain barcampopenscience.eu. I think you will link it in your post.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so we can cover up to 100 participants, and we have already 90 registrations. So you have to be quick.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how many people there were last year in the barcamp?
This was 40 or 50, I think.
Yeah.
It was so.
It's quite an increase, yeah.
So it's a Berlin factor, I think, maybe. Mm-hmm. So that, and also that we have a cooperation with Wikimedia. I think at different points it's the topic, the location, and the city that brings out a big more audience. And even in a compared to last year, so I expect that we will have, as last year, many people from different backgrounds, but it's also based on the names that already registered. It will be also very more international than last year, and this is really good.
Cool. And the barcamp will be free of charge this year.
Yes, too. Of course. Yeah, free of charge.
And of course, you can come to the barcamp, but not attend the conference. So,
yeah.
Cool.
Great.
Shall we speak about the conference then?
Yes, sure. So, the conference is on the 21 and 22nd March, also in Berlin. It's in a conference hotel. And so, in contrast to the barcamp, the Open Science Conference is rather high level. as the last year, but we have also a mixture between high-level talks and presentation of projects. So this year, or for this year's conference, we started for the first time with a call, a so-called call for project presentations. And we had we had 57 submissions, and we accepted 20 abstracts, and they will be presented as poster session, in a poster session, and 10 of them also presented in a format called Lightning Talks. So so this year we have also a sort of mixer between high level and on the practical level, I would say. And yeah, the major topic also between what are beside open science, we have like the Barcamp, the focus on open educational resources. So we have then invited speakers, panel discussions, poster session, and also some workshops. And maybe you can give more details about the topics topics in the different talks, for example. So one topic, the topic open science, this will be about European science open science policy. For example, the latest news from the European Open Science Cloud, which was already presented last year, and also the work of the so-called open science policy platform, which is a committee that advises the European Commission in the context of open science. But we have also the topic of, in the context of the open educational resources, we have some talks about, for example, about the role of the BMBF, this is the German Ministry for Science and Research. Is this right? So it's I think you know what I mean. They is a talk about the role of this this government institution in context of open science and open education resources. And this year in Germany, there will be in the next month or 2 months. Next 2 months, they will start a platform called OER Info. It's a platform for information and networking about open educational resources, and it's started in Germany. And for example, this will also be presented. And besides this invited talks, then we have also two panels. One panel or both panels are in the context of the Open Science Policy Platform. The one panel is about open educational resources with the topic impact on higher education society. And the second panel is both a report and a discussion. In the context of the Open Science Policy Platform, they started different working groups on different topics. For example, it's one working group for open access, one working group is for metrics. And the metrics group, finished and report, a final report, and their outcomes are presented and discussed during the panel. And as I mentioned before, we have a poster session. We have 20 projects from very different domains, and open science project, or more in the context of open educational resources, 10 of them also present at Lightning Talks. That is also very interesting. And we have also two workshops that are given by the European project Open Up. Yeah, it's of course an open science project. We want to present and also discuss their first findings in their project. Yeah, and yeah, for the conference, you have to register. And the early bird is available until the February 14th. So if you want to come, then
do it quickly.
Do it quickly.
Hurry up, guys. Yeah, indeed.
Cool. I'll put the hashtags for both of the events into the show notes. So the Barcamp hashtag is basically the same as last year. And due to the renaming of the conference, this hashtag changed. But we put it into the show notes and everybody can have a look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all information are on this, on the webpage openscienceconference.eu. But I think you will also link it in your post then.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Cool. It's actually funny to see the development of the European Open Science Cloud throughout the various stages of the conference. Like 2015, I guess there were the first like name droppings and rumors about this. 2016, it was a bit more precise with the information that Mr. Bogelmann, for example, revealed, or the guy from the company background. I always forget his name. And this year, it's even more precise with the first expert group reporting on their findings in the Open Science Policy Platform. We probably also get a lot of information about the first pilot project that we reported upon in the last episode that we did. So it's actually really really cool to see this constant development of this rather fluid construct of what the open European Open Science Cloud might be, and now over time it's taking shape and it's becoming more precise, and it's really cool,
tangible now.
And I think yes, so after about 1 year, so we expect some progress.
and I'm
very curious, so what are the next steps and what is the current status? So generally, my observation is that in the context of open science, two topics are currently most or very prominent. The one is open data. This is reflected by the European Open Science Data, European Open Science Cloud, and also I think it's a big important topic is this incentives to do open science. And good luck. We have addressed both on the European on the Open Science at the Open Science Conference. So beside European Open Science, for example, this report of the expert group on metrics is generally also about providing incentives to practice open science.
So, what else do we have? What else should we mention in order to give a complete wrap-up? It's actually really interesting to look at the project presentations. I think there's a list on the website for those 10 who have been chosen out of the, what did you say, 57 submissions, I think.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to just skip through these and have a look at how they are constructed and which kind of directions they try to cover. And I'm really looking forward to actually meet some of the people there.
Yeah, same for me, because I was also helping a little bit with the reviews of this, and there are really good projects in there. It's really it was very hard to make decisions there. And I guess you have now a very fine collection of very interesting projects. So this will be really, really the place to be in this year, I guess, for getting a lot of input in a short amount of time.
Yeah. So I think we mentioned what our role will be, especially, of course, in the Barcamp, where we will try to pull those people holding a session in front of the mic after the session and just get some really fresh impressions from them, how it went, and maybe there were specific discussion points that were unforeseen or that were surprising or that were kind of very well aware of that they should come up. And for the conference, we'll see what we can do once we get there. I think it would be interesting to have a bit more direct feedback from the conference, but it's also really difficult to get that because we have to see whether we can hook up to the technician on site and grab some of the talks directly from the speaker system, and On the other hand, such a conference is always when there's not a talk, it's usually people standing all around and talking with each other. And then it's really difficult to just jump in and interrupt them and get some feedback from them. So it's always a pro and con equation that you have to solve, depending on how the conference actually is and how it feels. And we'll see about that.
But mainly we will try to gather the overall impressions, maybe give a short glance at the different talks that were given, and just to carry out the main messages. Huh?
Right.
So this will be in for sure.
Yeah. So what else should we add? Do we have some more information that might be useful for people who want to register, who want to go there? We mentioned that the registrations are still open, that people should hurry if they still want to register.
I think everything is clear.
Cool.
Come to Berlin. So registration is still open, but be quick if you want to attend. And yes, so all information are on the website for the Biocompatible Conference. And I think in general, if you're more interested in exchange and discussions about open science practices and the role of open educational resources, so I think the Barcamp Open Science fits very good. And if you are rather interested in latest news from the European science policy level and their working groups, or the role of open science and open educational resources in a more high level or higher level perspective, and you also want to meet 20 projects that run in the context of open science and educational resources. And I think then the Open Science Conference might be better for you. You can also attend both events, of course. And So again, I'm happy that Open Science Radio is on board and helps us with the documentation of the both events. And so I'm very happy to have you on board, and I'm looking forward to see you in Berlin. And I hope I will meet a lot of open science practitioners at the Barcamp and also at the Open Science Conference.
Yeah, so do we. And just because you mentioned documentation, I think that is something that I would like to ask the people, especially attending the Barcamp. Please take time and document your experience on the Barcamp. Because I think that's still what I at least think was missing last year. It is actually really, really nice to read up either before the Barcamp what people might expect of such events, or what they would like to discuss and what people they would like to meet, and especially what their experience was in hindsight. So if you have time, if you have the capacity, write up a blog post about how it was. How did the Barcamp feel? What was kind of surprising for you? What were the main discussion points for you? Because this always helps to keep ideas running in the community, and I think it even helps to further develop the Barcamp, because usually conferences and barcamps and workshops tend to have the problem of that the same topics are discussed over and over again. And the more previous events are documented, the better people of the upcoming event can refer to what has already been discussed and what has already been formed as ideas, and can sit on top of it and take that as a starting point to kick off other ideas, or to go into other directions and explore other fields or contexts. So if you have the option, take your time and put some ideas into text.
The classical standing on shoulders of giants, right?
Right.
This is how we can increase the growth, basically, by building up this culture of documenting. And, you know, we hear this also from our, let's say, open science calls, that people who could not attend, let's say, the calls, they were happy to read just, you know, the notes, some keywords. Oh, there's a new link to something else. This can be very helpful. And it's often not such a big effort. Writing a blog post would be ideal, but just participating in the pads, writing stuff there, this can help many others already a lot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, thank you. This is a very good point, and I have to keep this in mind, especially at the Barcamp. I have to emphasize this, that people also not only talk, but also write something.
Right. Okay.
Then Guido, thank you very much for taking your time and putting us in the picture frame with the upcoming events and giving us all the information, all the relevant information. We are also looking very much forward to meeting all the people there, be there, get to listen to the talks, meet the poster session people, and of course discuss with all of you who are coming to the Barcamp.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you too, and see you in Berlin.
Right. See you in Berlin then.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.